Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We're going to be joined by Mike Lindell momentarily, but I want to first go to a video that I just swarms the cockles of my heart. That's a weird saying, but it does. It fills me with joy to see people having the appropriate reaction to the government being tyrannical scum. Let's go to clip 49. I don't know who this guy is or what he's angry about, but I love him and he's a patriot, and I don't know why we don't all have this energy. Here's a man in a Washington, D.C.'s Capitol jersey just letting the local government have exactly what they deserve. Let's watch.
You let her talk about a non-budget issue first, something to do with robotics or some such. Anyhow, I wanted to talk first, before I talk about budget items, the fact that you denied a disabled veteran access to this meeting this evening because she didn't have a copy of her driver's license on her. She gave date of birth. She was willing to have the police department run her for warrants, background checks, NCIC, sex offender website, all that other great stuff. So you actually denied access to this disabled veteran this evening because she didn't have a copy of her Maryland driver's license on her. I think that's repugnant. I think you people are actually why we have a constitution, is to restrain you sons of the way that you guys violate our First Amendment and Fourth Amendment civil rights and 14th Amendment civil rights by treating people differently based on their viewpoint. So anyway, I really don't have much to say about the budget. I actually have a legislative prayer, so I'm going to form my statement in the form of a prayer. Dear Lord, please give this board full of morons the wisdom to spend less money on denying veterans access to public meetings and citizens access to public meetings, and spend more money on disabled children and children that need it. Please, Lord, allow these morons to stop giving all of our money to stupid LGBTQ plus programs and pushing the transgender agenda on our students. Please, Lord, give these idiots,
Mr. Porter,
a clue.
Mr. Porter.
I'm sorry, are you interrupting my prayer, sir?
The clock has stopped.
You've
been asked before about the decorum of this.
I'm sorry, my prayer is not subject to your approval, Mr. Rose.
I'm just warning you.
It's a legislative prayer. It's protected by the First Amendment.
You may continue, but you're
I'm going to continue with my prayer,
you may
sir.
Continue.
May God have mercy on Dean Rose's soul. He obviously doesn't have one. Dear Lord, please protect our children from these monsters who are trying to convert all of them into being transgender. Dear Lord, please protect our students from mass shooters who all tend to be transgender. And dear Lord, please allow these worthless to stop pushing transgender ideology on children.
Thank you. Mr. Porter, you're done. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you cut my speech off?
Yep, you're done.
You stopped my prayer because you didn't approve of the words in the prayer?
You're in violation of our policy.
What policy do you have on prayer?
Thank you.
What policy do you have on prayer?
We do have a policy on
prayer. What words are illegal? You didn't provide a list of words.
Thank you, Mr. Porter.
You didn't provide a list of words that I can't say before the meeting, sir.
Mr. Porter, if you'd step away from the podium, please.
No, because it's my turn to speak. It's my time to speak. You didn't tell me what words I couldn't say. You didn't say
that's enough.
Worthless piece of shit. Tommy statist pig.
Officer.
Worthless
whore.
Sell out to the people. Traitor to the Constitution. Violator of civil rights for that of veterans and average everyday Americans. You are a repugnant pig, sir.
Could you have
I
him?
Hope you lose your
Excuse
election.
Me. Excuse me, everyone, please.
Oh, I didn't finish my speech. Oh, I appreciate it. I didn't finish. I was in the middle of a prayer.
You're not required to leave.
You required me to leave?
You are required to
leave. Are you threatening to arrest me if I don't leave the podium and don't finish my prayer here?
I'm asking you to leave.
Okay, great. Escort me that way because my shit over there, pipsqueak. Go. Oh, is that for safety?
Okay, can we replace Pam Bondi with him? Look, I don't know who this guy is, but I guarantee you, you put that guy behind the Oval Office desk, you put that guy in Pam Bondi's position, and we'd get some crap done. We'd get something done. I would rather have somebody with fire in their heart like him, even if he, you know, pumps gas for a living, he would be better as a ruler than the quizzling scum that we have now. And I just wish I could use as many four-letter words as that guy did, because they're the accurate adjectives to describe the absolute scum we have rolling over us. Mike Lindell joins me on the other side. Stay with us.
I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is forest green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I get a call from a guy, and he's got this supplement that it's like kind of like an ivermectin or a hydroxychloroquine, right? He says this thing will save the world. And I went in with my friend Ben Carson. He checked it out, and they had all the study. Everything was done. And I'm going, let's make it. I put $10 million. I borrowed money to save the country and every, you know, to get these made. Well, if you look in the summer, you might have missed this. In that summer of 20, I was attacked on Anderson Cooper. That's a 25-minute thing where he attacked me because I thought, I'm going to go on CNN. They're going to attack me. Then I'm going to go over to Fox and go, hey, there's the studies. It's over, right? Well, I went on CNN and Fox went silent. That was the first time I go, what's wrong there? There's something weird. Anyway, I became the number one target in the world at that time. And that time, shopping channels canceled me. It's Canadian Shopping Channel, the QVC, HSN, big companies, not the box stores yet. At that time, my family's got threats to burn their houses down. I mean, it was horrific. Cousins I didn't even know I had, they're getting threats. This is how much power Big Pharma had, okay? The FDA got involved, and I could name the crooks there, but I don't have to right now. They got enough people after me. So this battle raged on. Now, one of the things I can look, I'll finish. So they stop it here in the United States. So then I make a thing where we're going to go to Israel, where they had people in hotels over there. And that's where they were quarantining people. And we worked to deal with the hospital. With Netanyahu, we're going to bring this stuff into Israel. I'm going to load it up on the ships and bring it over there, save their country. They got stopped, of course, you know. Netanyahu made the dirty deal with Pfizer, and the rest is history. They got so many shots there, they look like junkies. And it was sad. So they stop it there. Then I know at the Philippines, I even know the president, I have senators, Manny Pacquiao, we're going to ship it over to the Philippines. That's how much power they had. We got stopped there. Then the last one was Brazil. I'm really good friends with President Bolsonaro. Y'all know his election got stolen too, by the way. Y'all know that. And we were going to give it to the churches up and down the Amazon, Christian churches. It got stopped there. I never really, my sister called me up and she goes, you have to quit doing that Big Pharma, you're going to lose everything. And at that time I went, but we got to save our people's lives.
And, yet another attempt by Mike Lindell to rescue people and the country from the grips of evil thwarted once again. Mike Lindell is, of course, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, and a nationally recognized voice for election integrity, free speech, and faith-based recovery. Despite being targeted by lawfare and media mockery, Mike refused to back down, winning major legal victories in 2025 that vindicated his efforts. You can, of course, support him and follow him at LindellTV.com. And you can also go get a MyPillow at MyPillow.com/Alex, or use the promo code Alex, and that way you support us and Mr. Lindell as well. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. And yeah, we just heard about this. You spent $10 million trying to get essentially a cure for COVID out. But of course, they were never going to let that happen, because if a cure existed, then they wouldn't be able to use emergency authorization to get the vaccine across the board, which is why they so aggressively shut down all attempts to provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, anything of the sort. But we had no idea that you were a victim of this.
Right.
Just another thing that you've tried to do that they have stopped you. It's got to be frustrating.
It was very frustrating. That was right before we all got put into lockdown for the China virus. And this guy brought me, this was a supplement that worked. And by the way, those $10 million worth of that product, I put in a warehouse in Minnesota, and it all got outdated. It was just a shame. It went outdated. Of course, the IRS had attacked me. They wouldn't even let me take that deduction on my taxes back then because that particular company wasn't bankrupt, or it wasn't out of business, even though I had lost $10 million. But I look back, Harrison, and I say, you know what? It saved a lot of lives. It kept my pillow open. None of us ever got the China virus. I was able to give it out. And like you say, even if it saved one life, it was worth that to me. And it did. Two people in my own family, their lives were saved, and many others that we just gave it away. But that's the power they had. You're right that you couldn't use it for emergency use. The vaccines, if there was something out there that worked, they did the same thing with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. But that was my first, nonsense, like, come on, I'm going to give it away. You know, right. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, that was when the attack started then, the cancels, the first thing was the Canadian Shopping Channel, then QVC, and then HSN. That was the summer of 2020. The box stores, they were a little behind the times. They waited until after, I'm holding up my hand saying, hey, we have a stolen election. We need to get rid of the voting machines, melt them down, turn them into prison bars. And the January of 2021, when that wave came, they went after all the box stores, and all the box stores canceled that, which was their number one product in history. My pillow was as a $60 buy through from your Walmarts to your Costco's to your Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, all of them. They all canceled, and it's just disgusting.
It really is, and. You just to me represent like an old school American. Just what you do is so normal to everybody like me. It's like you're like, oh, there's a disease. I know I'm wealthy. I'll help fund some medicine. And then everybody looks at you like, you bastard. How dare you? It's just like, what? I sell a great pillow. And they're just like, now dare you sell that pillow? It's like, hey, man, you are just like old school Americana that just keeps running up against this tyranny that they're trying to foist on us. It's right. Again, it's got to just be frustrating beyond belief.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you talk about January of 2021, when we had all the evidence for the election crime, and that the from that point on, my pillow has been the most attacked company in the history of the world. Nothing's even close, everybody. They've done everything and to silence me. And what they did back then, they actually came to me. This guy's way high up in government, and he came to me. It was part of the Secret Service, actually. Came to Minnesota, and he said, Mike, they can't get you. The media and stuff can't attack you going backwards because you've already said you were a crack addict, and you already, full disclosure, you're not going to find anything in my past to shame me in the media, right? And then he said, they're not going to find, going forward, everybody knew who you were, this philanthropist, this person getting people to Jesus, this person that pouring out when I quit crack cocaine in January 16, 2009. After that, MyPillow gave, and myself, we gave millions of dollars to your teen challenges, your Salvation Armies, your hurricane victims. Wherever there was a tragedy in the country, I was there, MyPillow was there to throw millions at it. And so he said, they're not going to be able to get you going forward because they're going to go, oh, that's just because he backs the greatest president, Donald Trump, ever, right? This guy told me. He said, what they're going to do to you, Mike, is they're either going to pull up in two vans and you're going to disappear, or on the other thing, they're going to attack your businesses and your money, and they're going to just bankrupt you until you shut up. Well, you know, fortunately for me, they at least took the one of bankrupting me and attacked that rather than kill me. They probably wish they would have killed me, Harrison, you know, now looking back on it, right? But I'm going to tell everybody, you know what they said? What they said back in May of last year when I went to my first big, I pushed my machine trials, all the my law fair, all the way to trial. We went to trial in May in Crooked, Colorado, and we get out there, and the judge let their traitor attorney, that's what they were suing me for, is because I called them traitors, right? Traitors to the United States and traitor to, I think I said, part of the biggest cover-up or the biggest crime man I had ever seen. So anyway, here's what he said to the jury, everybody, his closing statements. He goes, now we all know Mike Lindell had a net worth of over $100 million 4 years ago, and now we know it's minus $10 million. But we're asking you, of the jury, we're asking you to give us $60 million for what he said about us. And if it bankrupts MyPillow and Mike Lindell, so be it. We need to send a message to the country that you do not question our elections and put out disinformation like Mike Lindell. And the judge let him say this. You can't make it up.
I mean, I wish I could say I was surprised, but clearly they have a playbook that they like running. They ran it against us. They're running it against you. I know you've been the victim of the you know, just automatic, you know, they give the victory to the other side without you even able to defend yourself. And of course, you know, they might not have killed you, but they did arrest you, right? They seized your phone and have.
No, they never. I've never got arrested, everybody. They did take my phone.
They
Here's
took your
another
phone.
Thing that happened. So as the machine companies with Lawfare, you know, like you say, when the president did all that pardons, I didn't have to get pardoned. I never did anything wrong. But here's what happened, everybody. You had 2 years of the machine companies, the Lawfare, Mike Lindell and MyPillow sued for $2.3 billion with a B, everybody. And then in January of 2022, all of a sudden I was debanked out of the blue. Debanked, and you guys can look it up. And things started happening that were unexplainable. My vendors calling me up and going, we can no longer do business with you. I go, why? Well, here's what happened. It's called Arctic Frost, Operation Arctic Frost. And this was our own government, the FBI, the DOJ, Jack Smith, and the IRS, and three other entities went after over 100 individuals, 9 senators, Charlie Kirk, Turning Point, and one company, ready, everybody? MyPillow. So they attacked MyPillow, our own government. And we were deep. And one day I wake up, my merchant server lets us know by email, we're going to hold $5 million. I'm going, what? And what do you mean you're going to hold $5 million? Your PayPals of the world, we're going to hold $2 million. You got vendors that said we couldn't do it. Then we find out later they got email or they got direct contacts from our own government to shut Mike Lindell and MyPillow down. Now, when I got what you're talking about, so here I am at a Hardee's restaurant in September of 2022, surrounded by cars, and we were coming back from a hunt trip. I told my buddy, I said, something's going down. And these weren't cars like you see the FBI would traditionally use, right? These are beat up things that look like, you know, like mobsters or something, right? I mean, it could be, if this would have happened at night, I would have bashed through them. I would have been a high speed chase and I would have been looking for a real cop. But I stuck my head out and I said, who are you and what do you want? The guy goes, we're FBI. And I said, I don't believe you. Show me a badge. And he flips one out. I go, who? I said, show me your badge. Another, there was like 5 FBI guys and 3 vehicles were boxed in. He shows me his badge. I go, well, bad guys probably wouldn't all carry FBI badges, right? So power of numbers. So we pull over and they were 2 hours later, because I'm chewing them out in the parking lot. I'm wanting to get arrested. I wanted to get arrested to go on Fox News to be able to speak out about the election platform because they're such cowards, Fox News and Newsmax and stuff, that won't speak out about our election. And to this day, everybody, right now, with all the great things the president is pouring out about our elections, like Georgia, the thing in Georgia, and all these other things that are coming out, Smartmatic getting tried for crimes against countries for their crooked machine. Venezuela, what went on with the theft in Venezuela with Smartmatic. Have you heard anything on Fox News or Newsmax? No, you don't. It's disgusting. But you know what? Our voice is bigger now than it ever is, everybody. And because of all the social media platforms and great podcasts like you guys at InfoWars, but they tried to silence our voice and it didn't work. We're not going down. Our voice is bigger now than ever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen on Fox News because I don't watch Fox News. Every time...
No, Fox News, you're never going to see anything on there. You're not going to see on those. What Lawfare did, you could call it, oh, Lawfare, we swore we would never badmouth the machines again. But you guys, all this hope coming out, you can certainly report stuff that's coming out from its news. Hey, there's... Yep, Mike was right. Or yes, we were all right. There was theft in Georgia. Donald Trump really won Georgia. Oh, yes, right. By the way, Donald Trump really won Arizona. By the way, Donald Trump really won Wisconsin. By the way, Pennsylvania did have more votes than voters. But it's not just about that election. It's all the elections. We've got to secure our election platforms. And that's one of the reasons, you know, when I look back, I think we have enough stuff in place now. And then I look at Minnesota when I'm there, and I'm going, that's one of the reasons I'm running for governor is We've got to take back Minnesota's like the Trojan horse for something else that's so bad, and that's Sharia law. But there's enough there because they say, Mike, why are you running for governor when you say we got to get rid of the voting machine? There's a lot of places we've gotten rid of them, but we have to, you have to kind of too big to rig like the president did in 2024. And we've got a great plan to win, and I'll plug myself right now. It's Mike. MikeLindellGov.com, everybody. MikeLindellGov.com. I'm down here. I've been down here in Mar-a-Lago for, I've been in Florida here for about a week doing events to raise money because Minnesota's in the public eye right now more than ever in history. You guys, it's not just the Somalian fraud. It isn't just in Minnesota. These welfare things have been all across the country. It's all going to get opened up. Right now, all the protesters, that's just a cover-up. They're just trying to keep this out of the news. But you know what? We're not going to let it go out of the news. It, you know, they're all criminals up there, from the governor to Ilhan Omar. Where did Ilhan Omar go from 65,000 net worth to 65 million? Come on, in 4 years. Did she take the money that I spent on helping our country? You know, come on, it's disgusting. Yeah, Keith Ellison, the attorney general up here, another just criminal. And I said, these things are great, Harrison. This is the biggest blessing we have right now is Minnesota, because it's going to open everybody's eyes up to what we were getting billions of dollars just there. But like our president said, you wait till we start checking into other states. And you better wake up, everybody, because Sharia law, they're here to take over our country. And you look at Texas, all these mosques that went up in Texas, and it's disgusting.
It is. I mean, we're being taken over in a million different ways. And I actually have a great video from Josh Hawley talking about the level of fraud that we face. Because you're right. I mean, the Somali thing is the tip of the iceberg, and it's happening in every state. It's just insane. Of course, you know, Ilhan Omar is just the dark shadow inversion of you. Somebody that's never made a company, never built anything, and just takes taxpayer money to themselves. Unlike you, who actually builds a company, employs people, and gives your money away. It's like, you know, could not be a greater comparison. But I guess my question is, when do we get justice for all of this? Because MyPillow survived, Mike Lindell survived, InfoWars is surviving, but like, they can't get away with what they've done to us. It seems like we are almost in this mindset that like, as long as they don't kill us, then we've kind of won. But it's like, no, for years they've been abusing you. They've been taking advantage of the laws to tyrannize you. Like, when do we get justice for some of this stuff?
Well, Operation Arctic Frost, everybody, that was brought public by this last summer by the senators that were attacked. And We hope our government, the stuff that's going on there. Now we put our thing in. We had to show. I sent it in. The damage it did to MyPillow was to the tune of $200 million that was turned in, and this is all going to be, you know, everyone that was on that list got hurt so bad, and by our own government. But all these things when you're talking about, and then they say, well, who exactly did this for you guys? This is so big. It's the Uniparty, the globalists, the deep state, the CCP. Yeah, I don't even know how they stay organized. It's basically pure evil. And, you know, all we can say is that, you know, I know justice is coming. And, you know, it's like people say, well, you know, I can't believe you didn't give up. I mean, don't you feel like giving up? You know, like Alex, myself, you don't give up. We are winning. We are actually winning because it's all getting exposed. It's everything's getting exposed. The and I believe that there will be an end here, and you look back and it'll all be, I always have to say, well, it's not on our timing, it's on God's timing. I'm not a patient person, Harrison. If you look up patience, you don't see a picture of me there, right? But I've had to learn that, and because a lot of this might be God's timing or God's will, and you really need, we needed these last, I said it many times, if Donald Trump would have been put in back in December of 2020, or if he, or even at January 6th, that they put him back in, we would have lost our country forever. It's not even a question, everybody. They would have sat back, fought him, and just let those years run out, and boom, it's right back, it's over. But we had the blessing of the stolen election that was so obvious that we never gave up. We got the word out, and then we had 4 years of complete craziness. Women, men and women's sports, and in Minnesota, tampons in the men's bathroom. Just stuff you go, what? I mean, the stuff that they put out there was evil is so greedy. And then they're ruining the economy, letting people pour in. Remember the first day in office, they shut down the pipeline. 50,000 people lost their jobs, that pipeline, and 13 committed suicide. But you raise the price of gas, let the illegals in, kill everybody with fentanyl, and it's over. But you know what? We've seen what was happening these last 4 years, and that was a good thing, everybody, because we got it opened people's eyes. It opened people's eyes to pile into this of common sense. And I'm not talking the Republican Party. I mean, I have more blocks over there with the uniparty Republicans, red states than you could ever imagine. States like Alabama, Arkansas with Kim, with Sarah Sanders blocking us there, trying to get secure election. Shame on you, Sarah. And Louisiana, South Dakota. You're going, what, Mike? What are you kidding me? No, we had more headway in California when you talk these platforms. But all I'm saying is all these bad things that people had to see happen to get their eyes open so we can get to a great place that we're going to get to. And for me, my number one thing is let's secure our elections. We can get to all these people to get prosecuted for all the crimes they committed, but we need to secure our elections. Like the president put out the safe. Oh my gosh, I got a mind block here.
The SAFE Act, So the SAFE Act.
SAFE Act. That, you guys, that's so important right now. They're going, well, Mike, the machines are still here. No, we need this part. We need anything we can get our elections secure. If we don't have secure elections, and thinking of everybody, if we lose these midterms, if they steal it, it's over. Everything we've done will be in vain. Everything we have done will be in vain. Our great president has done. This is that, you know, this is where we're at. But we're in a great place because we have a voice now. Our voice to get the word out, And so I'm very I gotta be patient. That's a long answer to your question. When are people gonna get prosecuted? Well, it took them 2 years to build up fake information against our president to go after him. You know, you wanna make sure you got everything in place to prosecute. When you do that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm as impatient as anyone, but we're going to get there.
But you're not giving up hope, and that's the important part. I think impatience is a virtue here. We're going to get into more of this with Mike Lindell on the other side. Stay with us, folks. I've been saying, I think, you know, Trump's not enough. We need to back him up with governors and congressmen and senators, and Mike Lindell should be top of that list. We'll be right back with more, folks. Don't go anywhere.
I have told the folks at Bigley, I said, I want to have the widest selection of combat daggers, trench knives, folding knives, you name it, that are high quality brands that you buy in bulk that are very competitively priced, and then support the broadcast because I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives that I went out and told them what brands I liked, what was going on, and they were able to get it. And so a bunch of the knives that sold out a few months ago, they're back in. And then these bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is forest green, murdered out. got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. This is a great knife. This knife sells in stores for $75 all day long. We're selling it for 40-something and even bigger discounts, up to 50% off right now. Some of these knives are as low as $20 a piece. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. Go there now. We've got also the Murdered Out Black, and I love how it's that Kydex, and it's got that real fine engraving on it, so it gives you that great feeling, that great... Because I got sent hundreds of knives from dozens of companies, and I'm the one that chose all these. And these are from really good companies, really good quality, and it's just a great deal. And so do your knife shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me tell you what's back in stock. We have the new ones, Alex Jones Blackout Folding Knife, 7.65 assisted opening folding knife, 3.5 high carbon Damascus blade, 1095 plus 515N20. This is all quality. D2 steel, black PVD coating, and stonewash finish, 3.3 millimeter black thickness, black G10 handle for a secure grip, 15.5 millimeter handle thickness for confident hand feel, ball bearing pivot system for smooth deployment. I mean, it's a nice quality knife. All black, blackout finished. I call it Murdered Out. Fast, decisive, assisting, operating, limited production, live before it sells out. And then we've got the same knife, but it's silver blade folding knife. If you like that, it's got a nice little hook on the end, so you can tie it to things. The forest green folding knife that is my close second, really a sexy knife. Same as the other one, it's just got that forest green. Call it forest. It's kind of like an in-between forest and olive. It's nice. Kind of Border Patrol. I call it Border Patrol Green. Let's change the name Border Patrol Green. That's actually what it is. This bad boy. These all sold out, but they always hold back a few hundred in case orders come in later or whatever. So tip of the spear, Spartan, trench knife with brass knuckles, Murdered Out, and the Skull Crusher. A few hundred of those. They held back a few of these. It had sold out, but there's about 200 left. The Vlice Fire with this beauty limited edition. That funds the operation as well. It's a little different. Skull Crusher isn't as big. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. This has been sold out. They only got 500 of these the first run. Sold out in one day. It is back. They got 1,000 of them. And it's just a great knife. Really sleek and really strong. Very well made. And you've got it in orange. Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. I like that. Now we've got the Alex Jones Ring Blade. This sold out the quickest last time. That's an amazing product. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get some ultramethylene blue and take advantage of the very best supplements in the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex today with Mike Lindell as my guest. I do want to read you. There's some breaking news here, as I'm sure the audience knows. Benjamin Netanyahu is in D.C. for his seventh meeting of Trump's second administration. And Donald Trump just posted this saying, quote, "I have just finished a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and various of his representatives. It was a very good meeting. The tremendous relationship between our two countries continues. There was nothing definitive reached other than I insisted that negotiations with Iran continue to see whether or not a deal can be consummated. If it can, I let the Prime Minister know that that will be a preference. If it cannot, we'll just have to see what the outcome will be. Last time, Iran decided that they were better off not making a deal, and they were hit with Operation Midnight Hammer. That did not work well for them. Hopefully, this time they will be more reasonable and responsible. Additionally, we discussed the tremendous progress being made in Gaza and the region in general. There's truly peace in the Middle East. Thank you for your attention in this matter, President Donald J. Trump." So that's the latest. I think that's good news. Hey, anything short of all-out war with Iran, I consider a a good thing, because we are definitely on the precipice of some pretty horrifying stuff. But I wanted to bring that to you since it just broke during the commercial break. Again, my guest is Mike Lindell. He is running for governor of Minnesota. You can support his effort at MikeLindellGov.com. That's MikeLindellGov.com. And of course, you can go to MikeLindellTV.com. And you can support Mike and us by going to MyPillow.com/Alex. That's MyPillow.com/Alex. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Alex, A-L-E-X. And of course, you support us and Mike Lindell and MyPillow. I have a MyPillow. I can say they're a fantastic product. They really are. And of course, they have to be, because you've been able to survive all of the assaults against you thanks to your audience and our audience and patriots around the country supporting you, knowing that they're, you know, supporting a real person and not a globalist entity that wants to destroy them.
Right. And we are an employee-owned company. Here's our mega sale. It's our second annual mega sale. This is exclusive free shipping for your entire order, promo code Alex. But let you see the pillow you just talked about, the classic My Pillows, $14.98. We got them on sale, $14.98. The mattress topper sale, as low as $99.98. We built these things to get quality sleep, you guys. Free shipping right to your front door. You got the My Crosses made in the USA. You save $80. And their anti-tire drink, this is the best. Call it an energy drink. Call it what you want. I take it every day. There's no sugar, no caffeine, and you have this mental clarity. You don't have the highs and lows. We have the My Slippers. We're closing out. Once they're gone, $39.98. And there you see our mattresses, the best mattresses and beds ever made. I helped develop them. They give you great what's called delta sleep in your sleep cycles of REM delta. 6 month money back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Then you got the Made in America socks. You guys, we have over 200 products. I mean, I think it's up to 250 now. All the kitchen towels and accessories as low as $9.98. So if you guys, you get there, go there today, use that promo code Alex, and it's free shipping right to your front door, even the big mattresses and everything. This is our second annual mega sale, and you can call 800-675-1. Let's see what we got here. 800-675-4614. You're going to actually talk to English speaking. These are my employees. We have our own call center. You get to call in and talk to them. You guys have kept us in business. It's been amazing. My Pillow, there's no way we could have took that much attacks on our company. And without you guys, and I want to thank you so much. That's promo code Alex, mypillow.com/Alex. And, you know, Harrison, if it wouldn't have been for the people having my back and having my employees back, there's no way I could have ran for governor, everybody. I spent the last 2 years when these attacks, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I built up the Cause of America, 300,000 people strong. I built Lindell TV, built these things as My Pillows getting attacked every day, but knowing we needed these things here. But the last 2 years have been on defense, just keeping My Pillow going. Hey, we got to do this over here. We got to do this over here. We lost our credit over here. They attacked us here. But so last summer, when I told our president, I said, I'm thinking of running for Minnesota governor. But I told him, I said, I'm not going to be comfortable until I know My Pillow is safe, that they can go, hey, you guys, that they're secure, my employees. And it didn't. And my wife and I, we prayed about it, and it got to be a little bit, I think it was right after Thanksgiving. And I felt the peace that My Pillow now, even though we're smaller than we once were, because all the boycotts in the box stores and everything else, but we're here to stay. We're still standing. And I'm able to go over here now and put 100% into running for governor of Minnesota. If I wouldn't be comfortable if it was 92%, I'm 100% all in it to win it. I just to run. We got to win it. And people have said, I went on CBS the other morning and in Minnesota, CBS Sunday morning. There it is, everybody. MikeLindellGov.com. Please help out. That's the only thing I said. I don't, you know, the money, we need money. I've got a great campaign that we're going to be doing. We got, it involves half-hour infomercials to educate people on what I'm going to be doing. I'm using something I used when I campaigned with the president that I used then. Imagine a half-hour infomercial where you have people, like say, in the inner city going, here's why I'm voting for Mike Lindell. And then they formally vote a Democrat. They do that. And now you air this and you educate their friends and this stuff. Wow, they're hearing it from their friends. There is a better way. And it works. It's amazing. But they, but I'm telling you, once, you know, I had to be 100% all in where my pillow is over here safe. And I've gotten to that point, and I'm going to tell everybody. When I went on CBS, she said she attacked me, and she goes, well, Mike, isn't my pillow bankrupt? I'm going, who told you that? Yourself? I said, you guys put out this false narrative? No, we're still standing in spite of being attacked. I was able to guide them as a CEO, to guide them through problems that you can't even imagine, which is a good thing, right? Running for governor, having a businessman that knows how, in all diversity, how to stay there and keep and fix things as you go, not just one thing. They said to me at one of the debates, Mike, what's one of the first things you're going to do? I said, I'm going to do it all, just like our great president does. He's the most multitasker I've ever seen when I spend time with him. It's unbelievable. It's like, what? I mean, but you do it all. But I will say this, on the first day, I'm going to ban Sharia law, bring back our great Minnesota flag, and take the statue out of our capital. They put in a satanic statue that's sitting in there someplace. And our governor said, we got to be fair. Fair to who? Fair to Satan? It was disgusting. Fair to the devil? I mean, this stuff is just crazy. Well, I mean, but they, but no, the, I'm going to, and then the other thing she said at CBS, this will interest you all. She goes, she says, well, Mike, you know, you lost $5 million on the evidence challenge that came out of one of your events. And I said, no, the Eighth Circuit in Minneapolis or in Minnesota overturned that and said, Mike was right. His evidence is true. It was all true. And she goes, well, I don't believe that. And I said, well, you didn't do your due diligence. It was a lie. You know, she aired it live. And she had to embarrass them that they didn't do their due diligence to say, you know, hey, here's what came out. You know why she didn't know? Because when things come out that are good, nobody talks about it for the media.
Right.
They don't talk about the good things that happen. And neither does Fox News or Newsmax when it comes to election. So anyway, I got to throw that in there because I just can't stand that when we need to hear hope, everybody. And there is so much hope going on. But
absolutely.
Minnesota, I'll just give an example. In Minnesota, 250,000 people voted for Donald Trump in the 2020 election. They didn't even bother to get out and vote in 2022. You guys, everybody out there, you guys, this election coming up is the most important in history of a midterm election. You know, there is nothing even close. We can't have all these good things just be in vain. And you, I'm talking about every one of you out there in every state. You know, what can you all do? You know what? You get out there and you tell your friends, your family, your friends, everybody, just going, tell them how important this is. And everybody needs to get educated wherever you're at. This crime and these election crime is in every state. It's right in your back door. What we have to get to, the SAVE Act is so important right now. You need to get, if you know these, you know, anybody there, everyone's got a voice. Send their opinion in to put it on social media. We all want this. They did a poll. 79% of Democrats want this passed. Did you know that? I don't, you know, it's a big thing. Everybody wants secure elections. The only ones that don't want secure elections are the uniparty deep state globalists that are trying to steal our country without firing a shot. This is where we're at. Everybody, you know, Amy Klobuchar, who I'm running against in Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, this powerful Democrat, right? That's, by the way, that she was under, it was under her watch as all this fraud happened. But she was the most boisterous person ever of a Democrat going, we got to get four machine companies control our election. We've got to get rid of them. And she named them in the movie Kill Chain. But you know what? She didn't get sued, did she? She didn't get sued. But then her voice fell flat on that. All of a sudden, she's okay with that? She's okay with these machines all of a sudden? You know what I was looking for? You got to ask yourself, everybody, isn't it strange that Donald Trump wins this last election in 2024 And none of the people on the left complained and said, hey, maybe there's rigging going on or computer problems. I was looking forward to that going, maybe they'll get, have a bigger voice to say, hey, let's open up those machines and see if this really happened.
Never works that way. It never works that way.
It doesn't work that way. There's old Amy, corrupt Amy Klobuchar, sitting that, you know, all this stuff happened on her watch.
Yeah.
And when I say corrupt, you know, it's subjective right now, but there's a lot of things that that have been brought up about her. We don't know how much is true or not, but I will tell you this. For some reason, she went silent on the voting machines, and she was such a you know, pushing them out there. So, but Minnesota, I think you're going to find out with Amy. I mean, there's there's so much evidence out there where there was emails and stuff that Amy knew about the fraud. So are you promoting corruption when you know about it and you don't do anything? I think you are. Absolutely. And we even had people I'm running against, Harrison, that in Minnesota, the Speaker of the House that I'm running on the Republican side, she'd been there, I don't know, a couple of years, but she's, as we're doing these governor debates, she's bragging that, well, I did this fraud thing, you know, I checked this, you know, we set up this thing back in 2 years ago. Well, good for you, Special K. Your $18 billion is missing. $18 billion is missing. And you didn't raise your hand and go, hey, there's fraud here. You know, you're telling us now on a stage that you were there and you tried to do it. It doesn't matter what you do if you don't get the word out and get the people knowing about it. One of the things I will tell you, everybody, you helped me out with this, with Mike at MikeLindellGov.com. I'll tell you, I will be the most transparent, loudest governor this country has ever seen. Just like our president, just like your breaking news. He gets out of a meeting with Netanyahu, and we know it right away. What happened? Where is it going? The people need to know what our government is doing. And you have a transparent governor or government. I'll tell our president, I'm telling you, when I'm president or when I'm governor of Minnesota, people go, well, how are you going to take care of this fraud? Well, I'll tell you one thing. To get stuff done, even though you might have the Republicans or Democrats, whatever it is in their party, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. And I'll tell you what, when I'm getting blocked, I get a phone call, hey, we're getting blocked over here in Sector 3. I'll get on that phone and get it unblocked, and I'll tell you, we get blocked by things, I'll be right out there going, giving their names out. Hey, you guys, we got this thing going on here, and they're going to put tampons in the bathrooms in here, and we're going, and this person wants to do it too. You're going to know their names of people that come up with this craziness. I mean, this is bizarre. You need transparency to the public going, otherwise you sit back and go, how did this ever happen?
Even if I disagreed with you politically, which I obviously don't, but like somebody like you is who needs to run the state. I just cannot believe that anybody would not trust you to say the bad things going on. I mean, clearly you have made a career out of this. I would think you could put you in charge of a state and the corruption would actually disappear because you wouldn't stand for it. And even if I didn't agree with you politically, I would trust you to actually right. take care of that.
Absolutely. And you guys, you know, everybody, I fought for, you know, I've been in the streets with no eating with no forks or all the way up the ladder. I grew from one extreme to another. And you know, when I was after all this election fraud and crime, all over this country, I put in 750 hours when I did have my plane before I had to sell it. 750 hours in 12 months with four pilots, and I wore them out. They couldn't keep up. We're landing here and going in here and telling these politicians. But one of the things you need to know is I didn't just go for Republicans or whatever. I went, how about in Georgia, this nice lady that got, there were three Democrats ran, and she got zero votes in her own precinct. Zero votes. You know, if they had gave her three for her daughter and her husband and herself, the day and age we're living in now, they'd have said, I'm sorry, ma'am, nobody loves you but your family. But instead, they had to open up. They actually had to look into machines. Corrupt Brad Raffensperger down there, the Republican Secretary of State, one of the biggest traitors this country's ever seen in history, he opens it up. Oh, yeah, it was a programming error. Why are you programming our elections? You know, I mean, so this is where now we have a platform, we have voices, and if maybe things would finally get done, because things get tied up in politics. Oh, yeah, we're going to vote on it. Oh, well, we're on a break. We're going to take a break for a month and a half. No, you're not. You're going to get back in there and get to work. The people, you're working for the people. It's disgusting. Get in there and get this nonsensical thing. Don't you people have families? Don't you people have relatives that want to live, have good lives while we're still here before we go to heaven? You guys are, what's wrong with you? You got to call these people out. It's just nuts. You
know, absolutely.
And, a lot of them are out of fear. You know, these politicians that are in there, when you're making, they asked me the other day in Minnesota, or when it was debates, well, Mike, what do you know, you better lighten your up about abortion or whatever. I'm pro-life, I'm a born-again Christian, and I'm not changing just to get some crazy votes on the left. It ain't happening. What in the heck is that? I'm going, okay, I'll go softer. How do you go softer? You half kill a baby? It's unbelievable, you know? Well, I'm right in the middle here, you know? I mean, it's bizarre.
There's not a lot hidden with you. It's all right out there in the open. I don't know how people want
absolutely.
That. That's great. That's what we need.
You know? Yeah, absolutely, you know, coming in just saying, you know, 5 years ago, you couldn't say, oh, ban Sharia law in Minnesota, all these Somalians that have come in, that's even the bigger problem than all the billions they stole is a good thing, because it's now we can say, hey, we got a bigger problem. Ban Sharia law. We shouldn't have our governor, shouldn't have our mosque and ringing bells from Minneapolis keeping everybody awake on some call to Allah or whatever it is. And when he closes the Christian churches during the China virus, it's disgusting. And these guys take it over. They're not assimilating here. They're getting in our classrooms in Minnesota. And some of them don't even speak English. And you can't discipline anymore if the student's doing bad, because that's not right. So all the rest of the students suffer. And this is, if you can't come here, and here's what happens. You take all the ones that committed this crime, you put them in prison. Then you over here, you take all the ones that have overstayed their visas or here, boom, you ship them out. And whatever's left, You better assimilate here and love our country. And there are some, I've met some that are here legally, and they're working, they're hardworking, but they're assimilated. They're not covering up, and they're not doing all this craziness and telling us that they got to, you know, shut down your working lines and your business. Let's shut down and just everybody five times a day to go do what your religion said. What if I had a religion that said, everybody for 5 hours, at exactly 3 o'clock, you're going to shut down everything and nobody does a thing. You can't even put gas in your car. That's crazy, you know. Or if our religion says, you know, there's one thing, freedom of religion, but let's not forget, we're one nation under God, and that God is Jesus Christ.
Amen. I completely agree. So what are you going to do? Because, I mean, Minnesota has become like a byword for corruption at this point. I mean, Amy Klobuchar is one thing, but then you get into Keith Ellison and the governor, of course, now Tim Walz, who isn't even running again because he's so embarrassed at the failure he represents. So, I mean, what do you even do to whip that state back into shape, man? It is gone.
And Glenn Frey, the corrupt mayor of Minneapolis. Here's what I'm going to do, everybody. Let me tell you this. So let's start with Minneapolis. Okay, we'll start with the inner city. You bring back law enforcement, and you enforce the protester laws that are already there. Minneapolis has some of the best protester laws ever. You can't stop people on a sidewalk. You certainly can't stand in the middle of a highway and block off the highway. You arrest them. Gross misdemeanor. You do it again, a felony. You know, that's it. You enforce them. Now you bring back the safety, you bring back law enforcement. Now, the other day in Portland, this gal was walking through Portland, goes, this is now the safest city in the world. You know why? Nobody's downtown. It's empty. It's a ghost town, just like Minneapolis and a lot of other places have become. Here's the next thing you do. You take these welfare programs, okay? This is my wheelhouse. I've worked in Minneapolis and St. Paul and Rochester and Detroit for 17 years. I have a beautiful program for these. First, you check them all out. You see which ones really do it, give a good return on your investment. Let's not forget of all the people that money was allotted for, right? That do need help. And you have an end game. But we set up a thing. It's almost like a give, send, go. I set this platform up probably 10 years ago now, and we used private sector money, and we tested it in Detroit. It's private. People want to give in the private sector, but they want to give to certain things that they're partial to, whether it be addiction or whatever. And we worked with the Teen Challenges, the Salvation Armies, and Union Gospels. But anyway, we did this. It saved 46% or 44% of the money that would have normally cost the government. Now, I was the government. I put my money around it. But if you didn't have that private sector money, you would have, you know, you'd had all this more expenses. So I'm going to install that in downtown. I'm going to also do another thing. We get people off the street. It was another thing that was done by Ben Carson, but it got shut down before the China virus when he was the Secretary of HUD. And it's an amazing thing where you pull the people off the streets. You got addicts. You put them on federal ground and you sort them. You've got the addicts that now you get them the help they need. In your Teen Challenges, your Salvation Armies, you get them the help they need, the faith-based centers. Then you have the people that have mental problems. They were all our mental institutions were shut down in the early 1970s because of a movie called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. When that came out, everybody said, go back to your families. We don't want these centers. Well, we need them back because there's over 20 million people in the streets that have mental problems. And our president just 2 weeks ago said, hey, we need to bring them back. And then so you get those people help they need. We have modern help to help them. Then you got the other ones that are just out there homeless and just not working. There's a way to get them jobs. So now you do that. Now, here's the next thing. I'm going to completely ban or take away sales tax in Minnesota. No more sales tax. You need to bring people an incentive to go in the box stores and go into these small businesses where they don't have to pay sales taxes. They're competing with Amazon and MyPillow online, right? So you can pay higher sales tax up here, and you eliminate the sales tax at that level. We've got to get people off their phones and get them back into these stores because that's what keeps our economy going. And if you lose that piece that people are forgetting, that's a huge piece, everybody. The schools in Minnesota, they're all bonded. They get bonded, and it's a big Ponzi scheme. Then they put up more bonds, and when they run out of money there, they raise your property taxes. That's the way in a lot of states. This has to be looked at big time and fixed. And I have a fix for that. You do that. It's like looking at each sector of a business. Get them property taxes eliminated or at least down. And by the time the programs I'm putting in that I already have access to, and let's not forget, I have federal access to our current government. I know everybody. They're on my phone. I don't care. You name one person in government there, and I've got connections to them for their help, where we work together with our federal government. You don't push them back. You work together. So you guys, it's MikeLindellGov.com. I can use your help right now because I'm not waiting for primaries and stuff. And you know, who's going to win on the Republican? By the way, I'm polling number one with the Republicans. Just came out 2 days before I got here in Mar-a-Lago. You guys, go out there and MikeLindellGov.com and support
You got to support this man. The state of Minnesota is sort of on its last legs. I think he's got the plan to bring it back.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air, kind of that. I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, make no peace with evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, in a tube, or you get them for $100. They're like, God, that's a huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like a Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.